ضرب لكم مثلا من أنفسكم هل لكم مما ملكت أيمانكم من شركاء فيما رزقناكم فأنتم فيه سواء تخافونهم كخيفتكم أنفسكم كذلك نفصل الآيات لقوم يعقلون.
He sets forth for you a parable from your own lives. Do you have among your slaves some who share with you the sustenance that we have bestowed on you, so that you become equals in it, all being alike, and then you would hold them in fear as you fear each other? Thus do we make plain the signs for those who use reason. And then you would hold them in fear as you fear each other. The verse substantially says the same as was said in Surah Al-Nahl 16:62. The argument at both places is as follows. When people are disinclined to make their slaves partners in their properties, how can they bring themselves to believe that God will make His own creatures partners in His Godhead?
بَلِ اتَّبَعَ الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا أَهْوَاءَهُمْ بِغَيْرِ عِلْمٍ فَمَنْ يَهْدِي مَنْ أَضَلَّ اللَّهُ وَمَا لَهُمْ مِنْ نَاصِرِينَ
But the wrongdoers follow their desires without any knowledge. Who then can show the way to him whom Allah lets go astray? Such shall have no helpers.
فَأَقِمْ وَجْهَكَ لِلدِّينِ حَنِيفًا فِطْرَةَ اللَّهِ الَّتِي فَطَرَ النَّاسَ عَلَيْهَا لَا تَبْدِيلَ لِخَلْقِ اللَّهِ ذَلِكَ الدِّينُ الْقَيِّمُ وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَ النَّاسِ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ
O Prophet and his followers, turn your face single-mindedly to the true faith and adhere to the true nature on which Allah has created human beings. The mold fashioned by Allah cannot be altered. That is the true, straight faith, although most people do not know. The mold fashioned by Allah cannot be altered.
God has designated man to be His servant and has created him for the sole purpose of serving Him. No one, howsoever hard he might try, can alter this natural pattern on which man was created. Neither can man become anything else than God's servant, nor can anyone become his God, even if he chose that person to be so. Man may make for himself as many gods as he pleases, but the fact remains that he is the servant of none but the one true God. This verse can also be translated as follows. Do not alter the mold on which man has been fashioned. That is, it is not proper for anyone to try to alter man's natural mold, let alone corrupt and distort it.
مُنِيبِينَ إِلَيْهِ وَاتَّقُوهُ وَأَقِيمُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَلَا تَكُونُوا مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ
Adhere to the true faith and turn to him and hold him in awe and establish prayer. And do not be of those who associate others with Allah in His divinity.
مِنَ الَّذِينَ فَرَّقُوا دِينَهُمْ وَكَانُوا شِيَعًا كُلُّ حِزْبٍ بِمَا لَدَيْهِمْ فَرِحُونَ
Those who have split up their religion and have become divided into sects, each party exulting in what they have.
وَإِذَا مَسَّ النَّاسَ ضُرٌّ دَعَوْا رَبَّهُمْ مُنِيبِينَ إِلَيْهِ ثُمَّ إِذَا أَذَاقَهُمْ مِنْهُ رَحْمَةً إِذَا فَرِيقٌ مِنْهُمْ بِرَبِّهِمْ يُشْرِكُونَ
Such are human beings that when any misfortune befalls them, they cry to their Lord, penitently, turning to Him. But no sooner than He lets them have a taste of His mercy, than some of them begin associating others with their Lord in His divinity.
لِيَكْفُرُوا بِمَا آتَيْنَاهُمْ فَتَمَتَّعُوا فَسَوْفَ تَعْلَمُونَ
So that they may show ingratitude to us for the favors we had bestowed upon them. So, enjoy yourselves a while, but then you shall soon come to know.
أَمْ أَنزَلْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ سُلْطَانًا فَهُوَ يَتَكَلَّمُ بِمَا كَانُوا بِهِ يُشْرِكُونَ
Have we sent down any sanction which provides support to their associating others with Allah in His divinity?
وَإِذَا أَذَقْنَا النَّاسَ رَحْمَةً فَرِحُوا بِهَا وَإِن تُصِبْهُمْ سَيِّئَةٌ بِمَا قَدَّمَتْ أَيْدِيهِمْ إِذَا هُمْ يَقْنَطُونَ
When we make people have a taste of our mercy, they exult in it. And when any misfortune befalls them in consequence of their deeds, then lo and behold, they despair.
أَوَلَمْ يَرَوْا أَنَّ اللَّهَ يَبْسُطُ الرِّزْقَ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ وَيَقْدِرُ إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَاتٍ لِقَوْمٍ يُؤْمِنُونَ
Do they not see that Allah enlarges and straightens the sustenance of those whom He pleases? There are signs in this for those who believe.
فَآتِ ذَا الْقُرْبَى حَقَّهُ وَالْمِسْكِينَ وَابْنَ السَّبِيلِ ذَلِكَ خَيْرٌ لِلَّذِينَ يُرِيدُونَ وَجْهَ اللَّهِ وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ
So give His due to the near of kin, and to the needy, and to the wayfarer. That is better for those who desire to please Allah. It is they who will prosper.
And to the wayfarer. It is significant that man is not directed in this verse to give charity to his near of kin, and to the needy and the wayfarer. Instead, he has been asked to give them what is their due, to render them the right that they have against him.
وَمَا آتَيْتُم مِّن رِّبًا لِّيَرْبُوَ فِي أَمْوَالِ النَّاسِ فَلَا يَرْبُو عِندَ اللَّهِ وَمَا آتَيْتُم مِّن زَكَاةٍ تُرِيدُونَ وَجْهَ اللَّهِ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُضْعِفُونَ
Whatever you pay as interest so that it may increase the wealth of people does not increase in the sight of Allah. As for the zakah that you give, seeking with it Allah's good pleasure, that is multiplied manifold,
does not increase in the sight of Allah. This is the first verse revealed in the Quran expressing disapproval of interest. For the injunctions on the subject revealed later, see Al-Imran 3:130 and Al-Baqarah 2:275-281.
اللَّهُ الَّذِي خَلَقَكُمْ ثُمَّ رَزَقَكُمْ ثُمَّ يُمِيتُكُمْ ثُمَّ يُحْيِيكُمْ هَلْ مِنْ شُرَكَائِكُمْ مَنْ يَفْعَلُ مِنْ ذَلِكُمْ مِنْ شَيْءٍ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى عَمَّا يُشْرِكُونَ
It is Allah who created you, then bestowed upon you your sustenance, and He will cause you to die. And then will bring you back to life. Can any of those whom you associate with Allah in His divinity do any such things? Glory be to Him, and exalted be He, above whatever they associate with Allah in His divinity.